पादाया कृष्ण प्रेक्षाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे.
The following is the fourth day of Bhagavad Saptah, given by His Divine Holiness, Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on 2nd October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now please chant 15th chapter.
Sri Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, Purushottam Yoga. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Urdvamulam Adah Shakam.
Urdvamulam Adah Shakam.
Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam.
Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam.
Chandam Siyasya Parnani.
Chandam Siyasya Parnani.
Yastam Veda Savedave.
Yastam Veda Savedave.
Adhaschordvam prasritastasya shaka.
Adhaschordvam prasritastasya shaka.
Guna pravruddha vishaya pravalaha.
Guna pravruddha vishaya pravalaha.
Adhaschamulani anusantatani.
Adhaschamulani anusantatani.
Karmanubandini manushyaloke.
Karmanubandini manushyaloke.
Narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate.
Narupamasyetatopalabhyate.
Nanto na cha dir na cha sampratishta.
Nanto na cha dir na cha sampratishta.
Ashvatamenam suvirudhamulam.
Ashvatamenam suvirudhamulam.
Asanga shastrena drudhena chitva.
Asanga shastrena drudhena chitva.
Tathah padam tat parimargitavyam.
Tathah padam tat parimargitavyam.
Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Tameva chadiyam purusham prapadye.
Tameva chadiyam purusham prapadye.
Yatah pravruttihi prasruta purani.
Yatah pravruttihi prasruta purani.
Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha.
Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha.
Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha.
Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha.
Dvandvair vimuktaha sukha dukha sange.
Dvandvair vimuktaha sukha sange.
Gacchanti amudhaha padamavyayam sat.
Gacchanti amudhaha padamavyayam sat.
తద్భాసయతి సూర్యో న శశాంకో న పావకః యత్ గత్వా న నివర్తంతి తత్ ధామ పరమం మమ మమైవాంశో జీవలోకే జీవభూతః సనాతనః మనః షష్ఠానీంద్రియాణి ప్రకృతిస్థాని కర్షతి శరీరం యదవాప్నోతి యచ్చాపియుక్రామతీశ్వరః గృహీత్వైతాని సంయాతి వాయుర్గంధాని వాషయా శ్రోత్రం చక్షుః స్పర్శనం చ రసనం ఘ్రాణమేవ చ అధిష్టాయ మనశ్చాయం విషయానుపసేవతే ఉక్రామంతం స్థితం వాపి భుంజానం వా గుణాన్వితం విమూఢానాను పశ్యంతి పశ్యంతి జ్ఞాన చక్షుషః యతంతో యోగినశ్చైనం పశ్యంతి ఆత్మని అవస్థితం యతంతో అపి అకృతాత్మానో నైనం పశ్యంతి అచేతసః యదాదిత్యగతం తేజో జగద్భాసయతే అఖిలం యచ్చంద్రమసి యచ్చాగ్నౌ తత్తేజో విధిమామకం గామావిశ్య చ భూతాని ధారయామి అహం ఓజసా పుష్ణామి చౌషధీ సర్వాః సోమో భూత్వా రసాత్మకః అహం వైశ్వానరో భూత్వా ప్రాణీనాం దేహమాశ్రితః ప్రాణాపాన సమాయుక్తః పచామి అన్నం చతుర్విధం సర్వస్య చాహం హృది సన్నివిష్టో మత్తః స్మృతిర్ జ్ఞానం అపోహనం చ వేదే చ సర్వేరహమేవ వేదియో వేదాంత కృత్వేద విదేవ చాహం ద్వావిమౌ పురుషౌ లోకే శరశ్చాక్షరయేవ చ శరః సర్వాణి భూతాని భూతస్థో అక్షరయుచ్యతే ఉత్తమః పురుషస్త్వన్యః పరమాత్మేతి ఉదాహృతః యో లోకత్రయమావిశ్య విభర్ विभर्ति अव्यय ईश्वरः
विभर्ति अव्यय ईश्वरः
यस्मात् शरम् अतीतोऽहम्
यस्मात् शरम् अतीतोऽहम्
अक्षरादपि चोटमः
अक्षरादपि चोटमः
अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च
अतो अस्मि लोके वेदे च
प्रदितः पुरुषोत्तमः
प्रदितः पुरुषोत्तमः
यो माम् एवमसमूढो
यो माम् एवमसमूढो
जानाति पुरुषोत्तमम्
जानाति पुरुषोत्तमम्
स सर्वविद् भजति माम्
स सर्वविद् भजति माम्
सर्वभावेन भारता
सर्वभावेन भारता
इति गुह्यतमम् शास्त्रम्
इति गुह्यतमम् शास्त्रम्
इदं युक्तं मया नगा
इदं उक्तं मया नगा
एतत् भूत्वा बुद्धिमान् स्यात् कृतकृत्यश्च भारत
कृतकृत्यश्च भारत
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा हरे
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा हरे हरे
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे
जय श्री प्रभुपाद की नाइस कीर्तन वी हैड एंड नाइस रेसिटेशन ऑल्सो दिस एज वी ऑलरेडी सीन संस्कृत श्लोकस वी मे नॉट अंडरस्टैंड इट बट इवन देन दी recitation of Sanskrit language itself has its hypnotic effect. And without understanding the shlokas, we do understand the purport of it. So please don't hesitate to understand. If you don't understand, even then, you should continue to recite. We'll recite four verses from Bhagavad Gita again. And they're very simple. Please start from Bhagavad Gita. So that you have the taste of Sanskrit language. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate इति मत्वा भजन्ते माम् बुधा भाव समन्विताः अहं सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते माम् बुधा भाव समन्विताः मच्चित्ता मद्यत् प्राणा बोधयन्तः परस्परम् कथयतं च माम् नित्यम् तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च तेषाम् सतदिक्तानाम् भजताम् प्रीतिपूर्वकम् ददामि बुद्धियोगम् तम् येन माम् उपयान्ति ते तेषामेवानुकम्पार्थम् अहम् अज्ञानजम् तमः नाशयामि आत्मभावस्तु ज्ञानदीपे न भास्वता हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratash chartesya bhika sarat tene brahma radaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsuraya tejovare mridam yathavinimayo Yatratrisugam Rusha Tamna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi Satyam Param Dhimahi Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Parama Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayam Munanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimva pareeshvara Rudya Rudya Virudya Tetra Krutubhe Shushrushubhes Tatkshanad Nigamakalpataror Dalitam Palam Shukamukhad Amrita Drava Sanyatam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mura Ramare. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam, the nice way to go to Krishna is described. All living entities, being part and parcel of Krishna, they hanker after to go back to their father. And he is extra merciful to us to take us back. But it is in between us and him. There is external energy involved. Some of the saints, sages, all the Mahajanas from the beginning of this creation, they are insisting that external energy, being a very temporary thing, by its intrinsic nature, it is painful. And we cannot change the nature of that potency. But the same time, the scriptures insist, and all the great persons, they follow it. In order to look after these creations, there are different officers appointed by Krishna. And these, all these officers, they are empowered by him. And because of this, they understand that if we have to stay here, then there is no other way to be satisfied or blissful unless we follow the instructions. Very nicely said, before we go to the shlokas which give you the royal road to go to Krishna, we should understand the futility of our own existence. At the same time, we should be very clear about the temporary nature of everything in the material existence. Even now, this idea of the temporary nature doesn't sink into our brains. And that's why again and again, the hammering is required. And this hammering is successfully done by the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and etc. Bhagavad Gita, we should always have with us. Please keep some small copy. Nice Gorakhpur copies are available for 3-4 rupees in India. Here also we can send you. Always please, those who can read Sanskrit, they can read. Otherwise, try to copy it in English and always keep it with you. Bhagavad Gita will give you everything. It's very nicely said in scriptures that Asmin Vai Bharate Varse Surabhe Deva Sansudhi. O Katham Chaminam Pusam Nishpalam Janma Kirtitam. Nishpal, useless. Our birth becomes completely useless if we don't hear at least some glorification of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. That's the only permanent thing. Aham eva sameva agre na anya dhyat satasat param. Pashad aham yade tacha yova shishyeta sosmyam. He gives in Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, aham eva asam agre. Agre means before. Before this creation, I was existing. Aham eva, certainly, only I. And I means person. Unless he is a person, how can he say I? This is the established reality in the scriptures. We don't have to carry on any research. We doubt his existence. And that is the way we are getting destroyed. Because we doubt his existence, that's why our miserable condition is daily at our doorstep. As soon as we recognize him, aham eva asam agre, he says, before this creation, I was existing. With this creation, I am existing. Mata paratam na anyad. There is nothing else existing. This is a reality. And pashad, after the annihilation of this, because this whole thing is working on a time scale. It has its set time. The same way our bodies are also set time we have. And the time is ticking out. You know push button we have in the hallway somewhere? You push the button, for a while the light is there. So the button is ticking out. So till that time you have to go out or come in or open your door or whatever. Because eventually the button will be completely ticking out and the light will go off. The same condition we are in. So he says, Asmin Vai Bharate Varshe. Those who have got lucky to have the birth in Bharatvarsha, the whole planet is known as Bharatvarsha. We'll see how it is known as Bharatvarsha. So those who have taken birth in this, Akatham Sravinam Pusam, if they don't try to hear anything about the Supreme Absolute Truth Krishna and realize him through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, then Nishpalam Janma Kirtitam, this birth is completely useless. Mogasha Moga Karmano Moga Jnana Vichetasa. This is our condition. Mogasha, we are completely baffled in our hopes. Moga Karmano, all our fruitive activities are defeated. We try to do so many things and everywhere the defeat is there. Parabhava Tavad Abodh Jato Yavadna Jindyasada Atma Tattvam. Unless you come to Atma Tattva, the realization of your own super soul, who is 24 hours a day situated in your own heart. Atmatattva. Prabhavatavad abodhajato. Abodhajato. We are completely agyan about this. We are ignorant. And because of the lack of the inquiry into our own spiritual nature and the nature of the super soul, we are parabhava, always defeated. And parabhava, the meaning of this word, is para, para, you are separate. And because you are separate, you are in bhava, you are in the material existence. As soon as you come back to him, through the names, and through the shlokas in Bhagavatam, etc., till that time you are together. And till that time you develop the detachment with the material atmosphere. Here we are discussing daily. And till that time we feel that, oh yes, it's correct. This is detachment here. Then again we are detached when somebody dies and we see him burning. Here maybe some beautiful box is there to put the dead body in. But in India we are very simple. We can see dead body. And he is tied with the string, you know, on bamboo sticks. And four people carry. And after death also we are so adamant that the people are chanting, Ram Bolo Bhai Ram. He says, for you it's all right, for me no. No, I don't believe. Because the whole body is tied, but the neck is a bit open. So when they carry, he said, Ram Bolo Bhai Ram. No, no, not for me. He said, you are all right. Even after death also, we don't agree. For the whole life, we are in Australia. So Ram is in India, not for me. Not for me. In box we can't see whether he's moving neck or what. India is very nice. You know? Death in India is best. Here you die and immediately you are taken to hospital. But man, I told why. When he was alive, he could have taken to the hospital. No, post-mortem. After death also, they will not allow you to rest in peace. They'll cut here, they cut there. You are vegetarian, so what type of stomach you have? Your stomach will hang somewhere. Your lungs will hang because you don't smoke. So let me see your tongue, lungs. So your lungs are exhibited somewhere. This was a non-smoker, you know. And then they see you something up and come on, get off. And we there thought that Chandulal is back. Chandulal is not, Chandulal is hanging everywhere. And this is the tragedy of the modern civilization. Please, that's why Bharatvarsh death is also good. Once you are dead, nobody would care. Come on, take him off and burn him off. And we may see, and then we realize, in that time again the detachment is there. As we have detachment in Harikatha, more than that, we have the detachment when we see the body burning. And we have unknown idea, knowing we are very scared, that someday I will also be there. Then again there is a detachment. And there is a horrible detachment we have. And that is in the womb of the mother when we are there. Particularly after 6-7 months, the consciousness develops. And then daily, the jantu is praying, you know. We have seen the prayers. Please, please, please. These detachments are very temporary. Till that time we feel that we have to do something, you know. But it doesn't continue. As soon as we leave the hall, then again the external energy is there. Then husband is there, wife is there, mother is there, father is there. Bank balances are there, our work is there, everything is there. These scriptures insist that you please understand your own position. And the scriptures are very practical. For our own upliftment, they have very kindly, Chaturvarnam Maya Srishtam, Krishna says that I have divided your own life into four ashramas and your social life into four varnas. And this is how this has got to be explained to us. Then what is our position here? That is why, according to age, we are fixed in some ashram, and according to our taste of work, we are fixed in some varna. This must be clear to us. And as soon as this is clear, then maybe the detachment we can work out, and it may remain with us all the time. And the detachment attitude remains with us all the time, that we are not excessively attached. And at the same time, you have to remember that detachment is not the carelessness. There is a vast difference between detachment and the carelessness. You cannot just go home and tell you, I just that's it now. I don't want to do anything with you now. I'm all right. Till tomorrow morning, until breakfast, I don't want you. You can't. Again, for breakfast you go. So this is, no. Detachment means the clear understanding that everybody is breathing and we can't do anything about their breathing. The breathing goes on because Krishna is very merciful. Until that time the lungs are working, the air is going all right and the blood is purified, everything is going on. Our own machinery we can't work on our own. And we don't know what is happening inside. We are not controllers at all. To understand this and to have subtle remembrance of this not controlling situation is the detachment. Detachment should force us to perform our responsibilities to the best of our ability, but with the basic idea that we can't do anything. I am trying to serve, but nothing I can do more. Please, Krishna, look after these living entities and to myself also. This is detachment. And this is what is developed by katha. So, o katham shravinam punsam. If you don't hear, then nishvalam janma kirtitam. Like a hogs, we come back, sleep, eat and go away. This is our condition. Should not be repeated at all. This is the clear understanding of the detachment, and the creation of the detachment is through the pages of our shastras. This is the practical thing. And as soon as you have the idea of the detachment, the same time you are very careful, you are not running away from your responsibilities, then your life becomes a bit useful somewhere. Otherwise, in running away and coming back and running away and coming back, the whole life is completely wasted. And not only that you are wasting your life, but side by side, all living entities who are around you, their life is also wasted. Once we come to understand this, then we go further and try to understand what this existence is about. And very nice it is description, completely frank description of our body is given in the pages of Bhagavatam. Asti stambham snayu buddham mausa shonita lepidam. Asti means bones. They are the pillars. And because we are the bones, we are able to sit, stand, walk and everything. Think our own body without the pillars. Maybe if we from outside to come inside, we'll regard 10 years. If there are no bones, we are pushed like this, flesh all the time. And even then we can't even go an inch. Without asti, we cannot survive. Asti stambham, pillars. Snayu vaddham, and they are tied again with different muscles. It is said that we have 360 bones in our body. As soon as you are born, the Krishna doesn't stand there and gives us a bundle. Come on, take your 360, fix yourself. No, you can't do it. It's already fixed. And it has the capacity to grow because the basic ingredient of the life is present there. the spiritual spark, tiny spark is present there, and it has the potency to develop the body. And because it has the potency to develop the body, we don't have to do anything. The muscles automatically increase, the bones automatically increase, our understanding also increases. Everything increases. And this is the speciality of the human existence. In other existence we don't know anything. And in this existence we can understand that all these material ingredients, they are given by the grace of Krishna. At the same time, another truth is there, that we have a bit of material ingredients in my body, but there is plenty of stock outside also. In my bones or flesh, we have 5 ingredients, and they are outside also. I have water in my body, outside the ocean. This is the truth. I am not the owner of all the stock. This is the greatness of Krishna, that according to His mercy, according to our requirement, He gives us the water in our body. He gives us the prithvi, the earth, also in our body required. He gives the tej also, warmth is there. He gives air also, everything He gives. And again He has unlimited stock. That's why He is known as Ananta. And He is very, very expert. Snayu Baddham, all the bones are tied. I throw my hand like this and the bones don't come out. But they are tied very expertly. And all the time they're there, working condition. Snayu Baddham, Mausha Shonita Lepitam. And then not only bones and muscles are there, but there is flesh again. And it's covered by flesh. Nice flesh is there in the body. It's covered. And then again the flesh is not left alone. Charmavanadam. And there is a skin on it. If there is no skin, then you won't see your own body. You won't be able to see your own body. As it is, the body is so very disfigured material. Some or the other we cover it with the clothes and this. Otherwise, we can't see our own body. The stomach is falling this side, and the leg is falling that side. Can't really. It's only because of this covering we like it. That's it. Charmavanadam. If you peel your own skin, it would be a horrible sight. We were in Bombay somewhere, and there was one boy, a young boy, and he was suffering from some headache one day. So he complained to his parents that he has a headache, and he was about 25 years old, you know, nice. And then they said that you take rest and the headache will go away. Some more that it persisted. They saw the doctor. The medicine was given, but nothing happened. And soon, I don't know how, he developed the skin cancer. And he was just lying on the bed. If you move, then the whole skin will come out. You touch him, the skin will come out. It was a horrible sight to see. That time, the parents had to pray that please, now this soul is suffering too much, please take him away. This is our condition. Charmavanadam. Charma also is not in our control. The skin also, till he wishes, it will be there. Don't know really when it will fall apart. And this understanding forces us to behave very nicely with each other till we are alive because of His mercy. We should not be victimized by the material existence. And the important thing in the material existence is the 3 modes of material nature. Control your lower modes. Ignorance, tama, is very correctly known. Anger should never be there. Krodho prathmo shatru naranam is the first enemy. Suppose you are angry at somebody, he is not harmed, but you are completely burnt. Anger is completely to be controlled. We are not controlled, that is definite. Our desires may not be fulfilled. We may have something in our mind. But any time when you feel that you are getting angry, you please at least shut your mouth. Don't open your mouth. We were staying in Africa somewhere, and our neighbor, they were not getting along together. So there was daily fighting, children were singing that, and they were joking about it. So after 6 months, I just went to them, I told them, excuse me, I have come uninvited, but I think you can't get along. He said, what to do? Since Indira Gandhi is Prime Minister, she doesn't want to hear me at all. So I told him, if you can't get along, you have to fight, you know. So please keep on fighting, but do one thing, that you don't speak, don't open your mouth when you fight. He said, that is a good idea. And they tried to follow, you know, then they are fighting. But they will not open the mouth. So this went on for a month or so, and then it stopped. So at least please try this when you are angry. Don't open your mouth. And then exercise will be there, you know, nice. No need of going to Gymkhana or anywhere. Please try this. Because this existence is not meant for the lower modes in human existence at least. Animals, they have the fixed modes. But in our existence, we can improve ourselves, thinking, understanding all these intricacies. We can very well see our own things, you know, through the Shastras. We may not have idea, but Shastras are very clear. And Charmanandam is not enough again. It's not only that it is covered by Charma, but Patram Mutra Purishayoho. Then again Krishna fills this dirty bag with a Mutra and Purishayoho, urine and stool. And that is a fact. There is nothing inside. It's waste water and waste food. It is full. Who can deny this? And if somebody gives you a bag of stool and urine, you will be happy? Or would you be proud of it? Oh, that you have only 10 kilo stool. I have 20, you know. Amen. You have 20 or 25, it's all stool. And then we cover it with a trouser and a nice iron shirt and then tie. And we went very bad. I'm going to the court now. With all the stool, he walks to the court. And so very proud. Please. With the help of some Ayurvedic things, we should get rid of this excess material. Otherwise, the result is Durgandham. Somehow or the other, we are lucky to be heir apparent of the Vedic culture, and that's why we are forced to be vegetarian. Vegetarian food gives us less gandha, bad gandha, bad odor. Otherwise, in this sinful body, again, if you pour some non-vegetarian food, then the bad odor increases, and we cannot really sit by the side. Cannot smell. And we may clean our body by taking shower or water, so it becomes a bit bearable. Otherwise this body is unbearable. And this one body is unbearable, and we have to have another body again. This is my wife, this is my husband. All so many bodies to look after. Children. So many bodies to look after. And again, except misery, what can you have? Because everywhere it is a stool and urine. So how can the stool and urine become bearable? It's only because the spiritual spark is there. And if you control your intake, then maybe it becomes bearable. And if there is some connection with the spiritual supreme living being, then it becomes bearable. That's why the whole family has got to have the corner of Krishna in their house. And that is our culture. Now we open the shops also. In the shop also we have one corner. There is a ghee lamp is going on or incense is going on, something is there. And it always reminds us, it cleans our body. Because we are seeing good things. Just you have darshan and that is enough. Even by constant darshan of Krishna, he cleans your body. Then your ideas, your mind is completely purified. And that's why, don't in your dream also have the bad ideas. Always the ideas must be very good. And that's why as soon as we get up in the morning, we chant Krishna's names. Or after taking shower at least, we may chant Bhagavad Gita. We may have some humble puja. We are very busy, no doubt. But this is the beginning of the day. And as soon as you are pure in the beginning of the day, whole day, the dirt will not touch you. Because you are completely conscious, always. And this is the main use of this verse. Otherwise, what is the verse? It gives you a clear idea what you have. And it doesn't stop here. Then, jara shoka vipakadam. To this lump, dirty lump also, there is jara, there is old age. You cannot just be comfortable. Then come on, I'm alright, doesn't matter, it's too late, I'm very happy. No, you can't. You have said time again, and you are heading to your old age. If you are lucky, you will be old. Otherwise, you will be killed before you are old. This is how. Jara, shok, then there is lamentation. As soon as the old age is there, we think that, oh, he is running the factory. I would have run when I was young. Silly thing, I did do it. So again the lamentation is there. Jara shoka vipakartam. And the body, as soon as it gets old, then roga mandir maturam. It's mandir, roga mandir. It's not Krishna mandir. Any sample of disease, you can take out. It's all rog mandir, all this are here. Any time, any sample you can take out. And somehow or the other, we try to patch it up with different, our own investigations, which completely falls short of everything. This is the knowledge. And this knowledge should set us on the right path. And that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is here, or Bhagavad Gita is here, or Ramayana is here, or Mahabharata stories are here. Everything is here for this purpose. So many nice buildings, temple buildings we have, and that's why our temple building were not ordinary houses. They were immaculately built as the temple structure and architectural monument. We are trying our humble way to build small temple in Dwarka, and we have decided that all stone should be used and it should be traditional temple. It's not that somehow or the other we build and then carry on. No. It should be monument. The people come there and they see. It's a horrible expense for stone and carving and everything. But it doesn't matter. Krishna's house, Krishna builds. So why should we worry about it? We should desire good. Always for Krishna. We should have wide desire. Everywhere where there are devotees, they are Vishad Sadhavo Vishadashayaha. Yatra Bhagavata Janaha Sadhavo. They themselves are very simple. We don't have any requirement. The more simple you are, the more this body will work all right. The more complicated your habits are, the body will go out of order. You please try this. In simple in food, simple in habits, simple in sleeping, simple in getting up, simplicity will give you a very nice workable body. As soon as you complicate, then its complications arise. Simple living always helps us. And we may think about Krishna. There is high thinking. This is how if we do, then we can understand these verses very nicely. And that's why the temples also which we build, should be very nicely built. You know, we must have some marble structure here. What are you building these teens in? What is it? It's not a temple. We are collecting so much money, and money is not less. Money will be there, Lakshmi will be there, definitely. But we must have the desire that we don't want to have these temporary structures. We should have a very pakka structure. And then it will look like a temple, and our generations, we are doing for our own generations. Because these temples, these marble temples or stone temples, they may survive for at least 100 years, 200 years, 300 years. We have Jagat Mandir in Dwarka, Dwarkadish Mandir. Since last 4,000 years it's standing. And last year we had a very horrible jerk of this earthquake. And even then it was not destroyed. And it's nearly 7-story high. It's a very massive structure. And since last so many thousands of years it's surviving. These are the temple structures. You go to near Dwarka, there is one Jyotirling, you know, Somnath. And that structure is also beautiful, beautiful. You see the temples they have built, our forefathers. Really, those are the temples. And why? Because they always remind us that ours is not, this place is not our permanent home. We have to have something else in order to be happy. And as soon as this idea comes by seeing our temples, by seeing our scriptures, and by hearing them, particularly realized souls, they just move about the world. What they have to gain? What they have to gain? They don't have to gain anything. But just to remind us, they may kindly come here or there, and this is how. Our Shiva and Parvati were sitting, you know. So Parvati asked Bhagwan, he said, there are so many gurus, how to know who is real guru, you know. So he gave a very nice answer in one sloka, you know. He said, see Devi, he said, guruvo bahuvo santi. There are so many gurus around me. Guruvo bahuvo santi. Shishyas vittapaharaka. They take out the riches of shishyas. Guruva bhava santi. Shishyas vittapaharaka. Sadguru durlabho devi. Sadguru is complete durlab. Shishyas santapaharaka. Those who remove the misery of the disciples, they are very rare. And this is the way to get rid of the miseries. You please do anything and everything, but don't neglect to treat your own miseries. This is the treatment. Just come to this point. Otherwise, rog mandir maturam, dushpuram durdharam, dushtam, sadosham, kshanabanguram. It's very nice. It's completely impossible because it is kshanabangur. Thus, you go to Mayapur and mosquito bites you and the whole body, see, this maybe 100 kilo body just lies down. One mosquito is enough. Ekshana banguram. Or some heart attack is there, or this is there, that is there, accident is there. It's completely ekshana bangur. And it becomes completely out of order. You can't mend it then at all. This is our life. And then, in the end, Krami vid vasva sadnyantam. Krami, if you bury the body, then it is converted to insects. That is krami. Vid means stool. If your body is left like that, dead body, then vultures eat and is converted into stool. Or vasma, ashes. We burn the body and only ashes this much, you know. And you think, oh, the champaklal is this much. And Champaklal was so very high. You know? But when he was burnt, Champaklal is only in one pot. And if you are lucky, you will find out the remnants. Otherwise, Rajiv Gandhi was blown off with the bomb, and hardly anything they could find out except his slippers. And somebody's hand, somebody's leg, Rajiv Gandhi, come on. please, please, this is our end. Krami vidvasma sandhyantam, shariram iti varanitam. Asthirena, this is completely asthir. Sthiram karma kutvana sadhayati. This is the knowledge. That we know now this is asthir and we cannot guarantee. So please carry on your prescribed duties, but at the same time, with full waking, you should be awake. Jiva jago, jiva jago. As soon as you are awake to this fact, then your duties also become the devotional service. And then, very nicely it is said in Shastra, that we are surviving by the prasadam we take, food we take. Yat pratah sanskritam annam, sayam nunam minashyati. Pratah sanskritam annam, that anna, that food which is prepared in the morning, goes stale in the evening. It is said in Shastra, Ayurvedic Shastra, that when we cook the food, within 3 hours, we should eat it. After that, we should not eat. But now we have found out our own, you know, the refrigerators. I heard that some husband and wife, they are both working. So for a week they cook. And then for a week they, and microwave is there. And it's an obnoxious way. It doesn't take more than 15 minutes to cook simple khichdi. It's very easy. Just you mix rice and dal and put some vegetables into it and fresh thing is available. Very nice. And whole food, nothing is there. But we are so very lazy. Don't get up early in the morning. I'm tired. All right. And get up and eat something like a dog and run like a cat. This is not human life. We are not busy, we are lazy. And this laziness forces us to eat the poison. And then again, in the evening we are awake, in the morning we are not. In the evening we are very fresh. And as soon as you are fresh, then your body is troubling you because the poison is inside. So you go to the doctors then. They are also awake. Please, please, save yourself. These sicknesses are bound to be there. The body will not work properly. But provided it is connected with the Supreme, it will never work properly. And if you are connected with the Supreme, then the ailment also becomes very enjoyable. You may have some disease, doesn't matter. But even then you go on surviving. And you survive with a blissful nature. Because we know whether there is sickness or not, we have to go. So asthirena, this unsteady body, we are making the best use of the bad bargain. This is a bad bargain. But we are trying to make best use by sthiram karma, steady karma. And steady karma is only one, and that is devotional service to Krishna. And that can be followed anywhere. Please don't complicate devotional service. It's very simple. In your house, in your car, in your wherever you are, you can just send Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. All these problems we saw, and how easy solution it is. Then anywhere, Namna Makari Bhuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarnena Kala. There is no niyam, there is no regulation, there is no certain time fixed for remembrance, nothing at all. Please just try to make this as a successful lifestyle. And this is we are requesting really through the pages of Bhagavatam. The young persons should please learn from this that you have maybe 50 years, 70 years ahead. You have plenty of time. Please come to the root culture, the Vedic culture. Try to study it and make best of your own existence and try to propagate and prachar. Preaching is our society. Because the preaching was not there, so Prabhu had to take all the trouble after 70 years of age to go to the foreign countries and establish the society wherein preaching will be the main thing. And because of his prachar, we are fortunate to be here at the moment. Otherwise, I would have been lost completely. Because we were away from our own country, and inside the country also there was no guidance. We didn't understand who to worship, why to worship. We didn't have any idea. Prabhupada was the first one to point it out. The supreme truth is Krishna. In the whole world, at the moment, every child knows Prabhupada through Krishna. Word Krishna Dev now has become a very popular word. This is Hare Krishna, you know. Immediately they say. And we have now certain credit in this world because of Prabhupada. Please, if one sincere soul from India could do so much, how much more you can do all your young people? Why are we wasting our time? You carry on your studies or business or work or whatever it is, but please devote your attention to these things for the good of the living entity who are undergoing unsurpassable misery. Duranta dukkha prabhavana darsha. It's duranta, unsurpassable misery the living entities are undergoing with all the riches available at your disposal, with all the nice houses available at your disposal. And we are day and night suffering. And this is because that our mind must be completely clear, and at the same time it should be full with Krishna Katha and ideas of Krishna. Try to convince your mind. If you have doubts, please write the doubts and ask somewhere. Somebody will come in front of you to clear your doubts completely. And if not, our Prabhupada's literature is fully capable of clearing your doubts. Please read. So many books we have available. So many conversations are there. So much is there. Everything will be completely sublime. This is how we should come to this conclusion. And this is taught by our own elders, Mahajanas and etc. Manus were for this only. Manus are the directors of our whole manifestation. And Priyavrat was his son. Uttanapad was his son. These two sons he had. And they had done very nice seva. This Priyavrat, when he became, because as soon as Priyavrat attained to age, Manu decided to leave. And always we see in the pages of Bhagavad that in the beginning of the life, they are very austere. And that's why this austerity in Sanskrit, it is known as tapa, tapa. Tapa means austere. And we have to have austerity. When Brahma was completely perplexed, when he was born, he was created, he didn't know what to do. So he heard these two words first. Tene Brahma Radaya Adikavaya. Through his heart, he was given this suggestion that you please don't get perplexed, perform tapa. We are also perplexed. And through our heart, these two words must come. Tapa, please be austere. And because of this austerity in Purushottam Mas, without forcing by anybody, we are following some austerities. And at least we are coming here for 2 hours to hear Krishna Katha. This is the best austerity. Or somebody of us has stopped eating 2 times and we are eating only once. This is austerity. To get up early in the morning is austerity. Please get up for a change. When you have holidays, Saturday, Sunday or annual holidays or whatever, get up at 4 o'clock and try to have Mangalarti. And Mangalarti will give you all realizations of your own super soul. And as soon as you recognize your super soul, there is Atma Tattva. And as soon as Jidnasata Atma Tattvam, there is no Parabhava. Parabhava avad avodha jato, yavadna jidnasata Atma Tattvam. Yavat kriya tavat idam manovai karmatmakam ena sharira bandha. We are completely karmatmakam. We don't have any idea of the spiritual nature of the karmas. And that is what Prabhupada is telling, or the scriptures are telling, our gurus and sages, they are all shouting. Everybody for us is elevated. In Bhagavatam it is very nicely said, that those who are saintly persons, they say,
please continue on to the second part of the fourth day of Bhagavad Saptah.